This is Mr. Eddie Treadwell in Michigan Correctional Facility, in Michigan, Alger Correctional Facility, and I'm a prison reform activist. And I would like to discuss or express what I had to overcome and what I had to go through as being incarcerated here in Michigan for over 32 years, right, for individuals who robbed and killed my brother, then eventually tried to kill me, and I defended myself and ended up killing another individual, which in turn gave me 50 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections. And I've been here now for 32 years. And the experiences that I had to endure throughout these 32 years is catastrophic, to say the least. Right? And coming from the ghetto in Detroit, dealing with the drug, the poverty, the lack of education, and all these various different things, and then being thrown into a prison with the worst of the worst, so to speak, individuals who haven't not as yet at that particular time have transformed themselves into more of a mature adult. Right, so it was time to life-changing experiences that I had to go through to transform myself from the neighborhood to the prison system following all these rules, right? So the prison system allowed me the opportunity to reflect more so on myself and how could I survive within such an institution, right? This particular institution forced me to dig deep down within myself and come up with the best idea and plan for myself to survive, because any species don't adapt to its environment will soon come to be extinct. I'm not just merely adapting to succumb to the environment or the experiences that goes on in prison, but to adapt to the point where I can overcome, right? Where I can transform myself to be a better individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually, to be able to survive and be of asset and a benefit to those in whom I come in contact. So this was a real transformation for me. It was like a butterfly going through metamorphosis. It tried to transform itself, but in order for the butterfly, the caterpillar, to change into the beautiful butterfly, first he must feed himself to have enough strength to be able to transform himself to come up out of that skin and let his wings spread so he can fly and soar above the rest. So it's a lot of work that I had to do. I had to feed myself. I had to nourish myself. You know, let not my mind want cultivation, for I was already cultivating on a regular basis, day and night. But through this process is a lot of pain. It ain't like creams and cake and creams, or however you want to say it, in prison, right? I took a lot of losses, family members dying. All my family members basically have passed since I've been incarcerated. And this is a deep pain that we have to experience in life. You know, as much as I tried to prepare for it, I found that there's no way that you can literally prepare for death of a loved one. We just have to deal with it when it comes, and our perception of death will help us deal with it a whole lot better. You know, we come to be accustomed in the United States to look at death as an enemy. You know, and we selfish that we want to call back departed souls. Right? But long as we know that they life, they know but life will be inspiration to us, then they never die. You know, as long as we keep holding on to the thoughts of our loved ones and the information and knowledge that is still within us, then they truly never die. They live through us. So I'm steady living, trying to be the best that I can be, and following the best information and advice that I receive from my loved ones to elevate myself to the highest, to my pinnacle. Right? So I utilize this time now in prison to give to others, to instruct others, to be a mentor, to be an example, to be a role model, you know, to be all these various different things that try to help instill and ignite a flame and fire in those with whom I come in contact to make our encounter something memorable. And look, can't wait to look for another opportunity to conversate with me.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.